Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, July 6th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Persecution of believers in India likely to continue. The tsunami version of Jesus is having an incredible impact, and more than 1,600 kids in the former Soviet Union need your help. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, police in India have arrested five more in connection with the murders of two Christian ministers in Andhra Pradesh state. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Stravers says that brings the total of seven militant Hindus connected to the killings. But what they confessed next was chilling.
They've admitted to the killings. They've stated that they were emboldened to make these attacks by a high court ruling in the state of Orissa that had revoked a death sentence that had been given for a previous attack on an Australian missionary.
Stravers says despite death threats against their team, he's hoping that the situation will embolden intimidated believers.
We expect the persecution to continue, and we're just praying and asking for prayers that God's people in India will have courage. It's obvious to us that the gospel is just being received all over India in openness and ways that it really never was received before, and this is why we're having this reaction from Hindus.
Next, around the world, nearly 8,000 people with HIV/AIDS die every day. Purpose Driven Ministries' Kay Warren says she realized with a shock that this was a huge unreached people group. That increased as she saw the lack of effort on the part of the church.
By and large, evangelicals have been absent from the table. So we're doing our first conference on HIV/AIDS, and the church's response is called Disturbing Voices. And it's November 29 to December 1, which is World AIDS Day.
The focus of the conference is geared at church leaders, a response she warns means criticism will come from many sides. She says it's time to change the picture the church has given the heart of God.
A church is going to have to realize it has to be bold and it has to be brave. It has to have the courage to do what Jesus did, which was to touch the untouchable, love those that society says are not worthy and deserving of our love.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The great tsunami of 2004 that killed 300,000 did more than just kill and destroy. It caused many to begin searching for the one who spared their lives. A massive relief effort that ensued made Christ's love very evident. Now Christians have a new resource to help thanks to the Jesus Film Project. It's a special tsunami version. National Jesus Film teams developed it to help explain why God sent His mercy, His love, and His followers to meet their needs. 800,000 requests have been made so far. Funding is needed. Meanwhile, every month, somewhere around the world, Christians give their lives for the cause of Christ. Eight missionaries with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board have done so. Eric Bridges co-authored a book to commemorate their loss called Lives Given, Not Taken.
It's made us realize that martyrdom is still part of the life of the church, and missionaries will face this. God still uses martyrdom to advance His kingdom. And that was very much the case in these eight people.
Bridges hopes that many Christians will be drawn to missionary service and that they'll understand that freedom in Christ isn't free.
Reaching all peoples for Christ will not be accomplished without the blood of martyrs. It is still the case today because the church is moving into places where it has not penetrated ever or in many centuries.
Go to our website to get a copy of the book. And boys and girls from Central Asia will be going to Christian summer camps in the weeks ahead. Bible Mission International is holding these camps where thousands will hear about Christ in Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and Ukraine. But more than 1,600 won't hear because they don't have sponsors. Your gift of $25 could change not only one heart, but a whole family, as these children often share their faith with those at home. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.